I'd like to ask you to go with me once again tonight to Mark chapter 4. I want to read verses 24 and 25 this evening as our text. And I'd like to kind of introduce the idea by calling to mind something that I suspect many of us have done. Have you ever played what we call a child's game, the game called gossip? It's been played with children, it's been played with adults, it's been played with teenagers, it's been played a lot. But the principle of the game is you get a group together and you either put them in a straight line or you put them in a circle at meeting at one particular starting place, and that one particular starter speaks into the ear, whispers into the ear of the first person some sentence. And as that sentence is given, it can only be given one time. And the person who hears that sentence has to then take what they heard and repeat it to the next person. And that person repeats it to yet the next person. And by the time you get all the way around, or all the way to the end of the line, the last person is supposed to speak out loud the sentence they heard. And I'll tell you something. If you've done it, you know it's often quite amusing at the difference between what gets to this end of the line and what started on that end of the line. Well, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? It demonstrates a very great difficulty that we have in our human patterns. The difficulty is not in telling somebody something. The difficulty is in carefully listening and hearing what someone else says. Now I want to ask you to notice with me tonight two verses of Scripture in which Jesus gives us a caution about our hearing. Notice in these words, Mark chapter 4, verses 24 and 25. He said to them, "Take heed what ye hear. With what measure you meet it, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has." Now, as I read that passage, those two verses of Scripture, it is important that you notice that all of that is in light of that expression that exhorts us to take heed what we hear. Father, help us tonight to hear the leadership of your Holy Spirit. Help us, Father, to hear the truth of your word and know its impact for our lives. We confess, O Lord, that sometimes our ears are distorted, sometimes our thoughts are strayed away because of concerns about other things. We ask tonight, dear Father, that we might take heed to what we hear in your word, that you would bless me to be careful to take heed what I speak, but that we would listen carefully to the leadership of your Spirit in the Scripture. Lord, help us to understand these two verses that are brief and yet give us great concern. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. Now we read two verses, but the context of those two verses are in a broader scope of things that had been going on in the land of Galilee and around the Sea of Galilee. If you go back and look, you'll find that Jesus began this fourth chapter, just in this particular section. He began, we find that he had begun again to teach at the Sea of Galilee. He had been in the city of Capernaum. He had been at Peter's household. He had been in the synagogues. He had been around the area. Now he comes back to that Sea of Galilee where he had called Peter and Andrew and James and John before. And now he comes back to that same region. He gets in a ship, pushes out from the seashore so he can speak and be heard by the great multitude that followed him. You'll notice that this multitude didn't follow Peter and Andrew at this point. This multitude didn't follow James and John. This multitude followed Jesus. Jesus taught them the parable of the sower. The parable that tells us that the seed is the Word of God, and it is sown widely, it is sown openly. But the important thing is not just that the seed is sown, but the ground upon which that seed falls. And that Jesus taught in that parable the difference in that ground. There was some that was just pure heart and had no place at all for the impact of that seed. There was some that sprang up a little bit but was choked out by other things. But there was some that was good ground. God had prepared a place and it produced fruit to the glory of God. But I want you to notice too that in these, Jesus also reminded us about the fact that if we have the work of God's grace in our life, we're to be like a candle on a candlestick. We're to be visible. We're to be seen in the community about us. We're to be recognized as followers of Christ. It's not a matter of tooting our own horn so people will look at us. But if we follow Jesus as the world noticed Jesus, the world will notice him in us as we follow him. But then he gives these verses that seem to be something totally different, but they're not. If you look back in verse 23, Jesus says, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." And you see there's a recognition in that statement that there will be some who will not hear the message of the... They may hear the sound, but they don't hear the message. If you have the capability, it's because the Holy Spirit has quickened you from death to life and given you ears that work. Sometimes, the question is, how carefully do we listen? My wife will tell you that she has accused me on many occasions of having selective deafness. If I don't want to listen, I can just sort of tune out. If I'm busy doing something else, I might not listen very well. Well, that's basically what Jesus is talking about to us in this passage. The purpose, as God calls us, is to be a witness in the community where we are. And the reality of that is that we're to be that witness under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And if we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we're to hear with the ears of faith and not just hear to say, yeah, I know that's there. Hear believing and obeying as we're given ears to hear. But then there comes this warning, this admonition. Take heed what you hear. There's another place where Jesus gives a similar admonition. He says, take heed how you hear. I think we have to keep this passage in light of the fact that those who hear, who are hearing, are not the dead sinner, the one who has no work of grace. It is the one who has ears to hear. And the only one who is going to have ears to hear is the one in whom grace has quickened. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. So therefore, what we who are hearing, we who are to listen, we who are to be careful what we're hearing, has to refer to us as God's children when the work of grace is taken. This is not a warning to dead sinners. This is a warning to those that would follow Jesus. We need to take heed regarding our hearing. You know the little story of the game of the gossip where it's passed on? One of the reasons why that game gets such hilarious results at the end is because while it's going on up here on this end, there's a lot of times people are sitting here laughing and talking and joking on this end and not getting ready to receive the message that's being given to them. Their mind is split in different directions. And I'll tell you, folks, that that's the thrust to me of this passage. We as God's people are to take heed. We're to pay attention. You know, it's interesting that Paul, as he was traveling about and he came near to the end of the time of his journeys, he warned the elders of the church at Ephesus when they came together in the 20th chapter of Acts. He said, take heed to yourself. We have to take heed to ourselves. The taking heed is paying attention. That word translates from a Greek word. It's kind of funny as you look at it. It says blepo. But it carries with it the idea of a very careful diligence. And in reading the lexicon, it was giving a metaphor. And he said it was the image was like that of someone who turned and carefully faced a speaker. And with the eyes of the mind, took in every detail of what was being said and what was being taught. The eyes weren't darting to and fro and looking at this and thinking about, what did he say? It's the idea of turning. If Brother Danny addressed me under this metaphor, I would turn and focus my attention singularly on this one who is addressing me. Jesus is the one who addresses us. And if we take heed what we're hearing, there's a lot of racket that goes on around that we can allow our minds to be cluttered with. I can look. If you want to see just how practically real that can be, I'll give you a challenge. Now don't do it tonight because everybody be looking around about it. Stand in the middle aisle sometime, either before church or after church, and see how many different conversations are going on. And what will catch your attention? A little bit of this one, a little bit of that one, a little bit of something else. I can stand at the back door when I go out at the end of a service and stand there and turn and look up this way. And there's all kind of things that I'm hearing. I'm not saying that derogatorily. I'm saying it as an illustration. The fact is that when the scriptures are speaking to us, there's still a lot of things around about us that will divide our attention. Take heed what you're hearing. With what measure you meet, with what measure you dish it out, it shall be measured to you. Now, we often think about that, just think about the passage that Paul wrote out in the book of Galatians. He said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What you do, you're going to get back. But that's not the context of this passage. The context is not our behavior, it is our hearing. With the diligence we take heed to listen to the Word of God, with the diligence we place within our attention to His message, to His instruction, to His teaching, with the diligence we have, we will receive the blessing that comes from it. With the effort I give to hearing God's Word, I get a commensurate blessing coming back to me from what I learn in God's Word. He makes that statement. He that hath, and unto you that shall hear, more shall be given. Now you see again, it's the hearing that's under consideration. And he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. Well, preacher, what's he saying? As we give heed to listen, to study, to prayerfully consider the message that God's given us in His Word, we will have the blessing of understanding. When the Scripture says, grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't grow simply because I stretch and breathe and then turn my attention somewhere else. I grow in knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the effort that I give, the time that I spend, the volume of attention that I give to the Word of God, the blessing comes back in understanding, in direction, in peace of mind, and in contentment in His Word. When I don't listen, listen to verse 25. He that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not. He that doesn't listen, he that doesn't grow, he that doesn't gain, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. You know, well, but God will take salvation away from it. No, that's not what's under here. It's the hearing. It's the listening. It's the careful attention to the Word of God. When we are have in our hands, have before us, have within our hearing the message of the Word of God, and we simply don't pay attention to it, we'll lose what consciousness of the Word of God we have. It won't stay in our minds. I hear people say, oh, well, let me rephrase it. I have said, it's hard for me to remember what I read. Well, one of the reasons is my I read 5 words and then my mind goes off somewhere else for the next 25. Oh, I'm down here. That's the human nature with it. That's Satan's temptation to us. But if we're not measuring out the diligence of our attention, we're going to lose the consciousness even of what little we've already got. Because like that seed falling on ground of thorns and briars, the briars grow up and choke out the seed. When our attention is filled with things of this world, our cognizance of God's Word and God's message will be choked out. How many of us find ourselves not remembering? Well, I know I read that. I know I heard that. I know somebody. What was it that said? And I'll tell you, folks, we can say, well, I'm old, and that, but the fact of the matter is a lot of it simply because our attention is divided and we don't hear carefully what the Scripture says. He that hath will be given more, and he that hath not, it'll be taken away from him. Now, there's some that have said that this is having to do with a statement that deals with our giving in our charitableness. If you look over in Luke chapter 6, you'll find in that chapter in verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, with all it shall be measured to you again. Well, that's much the same statement, isn't it? That must be what he's talking about. No, the principle is the same. As we give to others, God's going to give back to us. We can't out-give God. When we give in God's service, God's going to give back to us with the same willingness that we give to others. But you can't get past the fact that this is not about what men is going to give into your bosom like Luke 6 is. It's about what you're hearing. This passage has to do with our careful attention to the Word of God. Our careful attention to the Holy Spirit's message in our life. One of the reasons we often have difficulty being a witness, being a person who testifies of God's grace, I don't have a great deal of confidence because I hadn't spent much time listening to what God's done. I haven't spent much time paying attention. Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, he must be talking about a preacher. Well, there is an element in which that's true. But we're also told that we are to study. If I don't study with diligence, if I don't read the scriptures with diligence, how many of us can honestly say, and I don't want you to show your hand, I don't want to hold up my hand and embarrass myself. How many of us can honestly say that we are as careful and as diligent in making time to read the scriptures in a quiet and a calm manner as we ought to be? I find myself sometimes saying, well, I need to read every day, and I'll grab my Bible and I'll say, okay, I got 30 minutes, I'll do it now. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, time's up, I got to go. My attention is about as fragmented in that process as it can be. And I don't remember a great deal about what I've read. Now, folks, the practical truth of this is our hearing ears come from the work of the Holy Spirit. The ears come from the Holy Spirit. But the practice of taking heed comes from our personal commitment. God's not going to slap us upside the head and make us sit still and make us do this every day. No, this is taking heed. I have to make that commitment. And when I make the time, I get far more back proportionally that God gives me than what I get if I do it on my own. I want to challenge you tonight that you would take heed to what you hear. That you would take heed to how you hear. That you would take heed to what God is saying to you. With care, with diligence, with consciousness, knowing that His promise is that the way you give your attention, the way you mete out your attention, the way you commit your time and your effort, proportionately, He's going to give back to you more understanding of His Word, a closer fellowship with Him in the gospel than you would have otherwise. Beloved, very simple statement. We can read it and think, well, that's not important. Oh, but it is important. What heed do I give in hearing the Holy Spirit's message to me? Well, what's His message? You know what that is right there? Well, that's the Bible. Well, let me give you a little broader definition, or a little more important definition. It's the sword of the Spirit. It is the Spirit's implement of speaking to us the truth of Jesus Christ. Folks, are you taking heed to what God says? Let me make that a little more personal for me. am I taking heed to what God said? If I want fellowship, closeness, and growth, then I've got to make the commitment of time, effort, and energy. Because God has promised that when I do what He has told me to do, what I get back will be far richer. I'm not coming up with a new plan. I'm not coming up with a work to replace grace. I'm simply doing what grace has told me that I ought to do. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And I'll tell you, paying attention to the Word of God is one of those good works. Lord and Father in heaven, how simple it is to say, well, I need to pay more attention. How difficult it is to do. The world would give us multiple reasons to divide our attention. You speak with one voice. Father, may our heed, may our attention, may our turning to face You be given to the one voice of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Stated in His Scripture. And may we trust You to give us the knowledge, give us the understanding, give us the joy that You've promised. But may we be careful, knowing that not to do it will take away even what we have. That ought to startle us. That ought to concern us enough that we might take heed. In Jesus' name, and amen.